This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Julie Sellers is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's an author of a book called Immediate Family, The Adoption Option. It's a book about her experience adopting two children from Russia. Tell me the story of me, Mama, my daughter always asks when we snuggle into my great-grandmother's rocking chair at the end of the day. The first time I saw your beautiful face, sweetheart, it was nearly covered by a floppy blue and white hat surrounded by a pale blue blanket. All I could see were two chubby cheeks and a teeny little nose. And I really looked tiny, didn't I? She said with a yawn. Yes, you did. You weren't bigger than a minute, I would always answer. The nurse handed a tiny little girl to me, and I was so surprised because you felt so light. I thought that if I unwound the blanket, I'd find no baby there at all, only air. My daughter would laugh. In that instant, I became a mother. I was all alone in a cold room with a stone floor, no carpet, 4,000 miles from Fort Wayne, Indiana, in Russia. There was no sterile hospital room, just the two of us. But that moment was just as special, just as magical as if she'd come from my body directly into my arms. From that moment, she was my daughter in every way that mattered. Although I might always be a bit sad that I didn't have the privilege to grow Sophie under my heart, I must give thanks to the one who did. I owe my life to a woman I've never met, who lives a half a world away. Her sacrifice gave me all I could ever ask for. And I never forget for a moment that it was her difficult decision, her tears, her pain, that is the foundation on which I built this life I love. Now, I read all of that story just to read the next paragraph. I want you to listen to every word of it. When my daughter asks to hear her story, I tell her of the floppy hat, the drafty room with the stone floor, and the blue blanket full of air. But as she grows, she'll understand that sometimes life is a relay. And you never know who is in this world will hand you your baton. It could be someone you've never met, someone who lives a world away, someone you will never be able to repay for giving you the life you always wanted, but never dared to imagine you actually would have. If you're married, you've been handed a baton. It's called your marriage. If you have children, you've been handed a baton. The baton of truth to pass on to the next generation. The baton of that life to raise for the next generation. If you're a neighbor, you've been handed a baton. If you have a job or a career, you have a baton that's been handed to you. And I'm afraid that in our generation today, particularly in a spiritual way, we are dropping the baton. We're not passing on the baton of truth of God's word, just as an aside. We pass on the baton of athletics. We pass on the baton of academics. We pass on the baton of making money and being successful. Nothing wrong with those things. But we're not passing the baton of truth, God's truth, on to the next generation as a culture. I really believe that with all my heart. I wish it were the other way, but it's not. Today we're going to talk about a passage of Scripture that was right after a very delicate passage of Scripture. Some of you weren't here last week, but it's a passage of Scripture from 1 Thessalonians 4 that was about personal morality. Verse 9 says, "Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so." Do what? Love people more and more.
We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow from 1 Thessalonians 4. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.